Good evening. I'm Scott Kirshner, pastor here at Holden. Welcome to Vespers. I hope that everyone has a red hymnal that will be used tonight in our Vespers service, which will be led by Elizabeth Felt, who is on our staff this week as Bible study leader. So we'll be in her hands just shortly. But before we get to that, I just want to put in one plug for the Compline service, which will be tonight at 10 o'clock, a short and really lovely service of prayer, and that will be in the fireside room at Koinonia at 10 o'clock. Our opening hymn will be 763. Please stand.
Let us listen now for a word from the Lord, a reading from Colossians, the third chapter. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Here ends the reading. May God add understanding to our hearing of this word. You know, one of my favorite things about coming to Holden Village is gathering together with you in the evening and singing hymns. All week long, I have enjoyed lifting my voice with yours as together we have raised our voices in song and praised God and told our story. I have always been drawn to music. My mother gave me my baby book years ago when I had my first child so that I could read my lovely mother's writings about times which I cannot remember. She wrote diary-like entries from time to time, and now I can read about when I first slept through the night and when I first laughed and what my first words were. And when I'm looking at her entries, I get glimpses of what it was like for her raising her three daughters. And when I was about 2 years old, and my older sister Nancy was about five, and my younger sister Ruth was just a baby, there is an entry with handwriting that looks rushed. And without reading a word, you can glance at that page and see that this was a woman who was tired. She was exhausted. And when she finally sat down to write, this particular entry reads, "Elizabeth is a typical two-year-old. She plays in the toilet, and she colors on the walls. If we aren't watching, she will take the food off Ruth's high chair and eat the best bits and feed the rest to the dog. If we scold her, she talks back to us in the same tone of voice. She is so verbal and so opinionated, and so maddening, and we adore her. The only thing that helps is that she seems very musical. If we play music, she calms down, and will listen for hours. And the last line is written in this large scrawl that says, 'Music will tame this wild beast.'" And it is true, I am deeply affected by music. When I was growing up, my family attended church faithfully every Sunday, and I remember squirming on those hard pew benches, listening to the pastor drone on and on and on. But when it came time to sing a hymn, I would stand up and sing as loudly as I could. I have stayed in church more or less my entire life, and I have forgotten more sermons than I can ever remember, but I have not forgotten those hymns. The hymns that I sang as a child, those hymns that I sang when my children were little, those hymns that I sang when they were crying in the middle of the night, those hymns that I sang when I was trying to decide whether or not I would go to seminary, those hymns I sang through tears at my dear cousin's funeral, and those hymns I sang in the days and weeks following September 11th. And as I would sing those hymns, I would remember that some of those hymns my mother sang to me when I was in the cradle. And some of those hymns her mother sang to her. And some of those hymns helped sustain my grandparents as they lived through the war to end all wars and the Great Depression. And some of those hymns were sung by Martin Luther King Jr. as he led our country through the civil rights movement. We know from Paul's writings and other letters we have in the New Testament that singing psalms and hymns were a vital part of the early church. It is through singing the story of who God is and what God has done and what God is calling us to do that the early church sustained herself. Our text this evening from Colossians 3 reads in part, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. It is through singing that the church has always come together to praise God and to tell our story. Singing forms us. Singing shapes us. Singing sustains us. And singing can change us. During World War II, there was a Huguenot community in France who took Jewish children into their village and raised them as their own. They kept them safe. They kept them alive until the war was over. Years later, social scientists went to this community to study them. The question they had, what they wanted to know, was why did this little, tiny Christian community risk their lives and protect these Jewish children when all around them, Christian communities, were doing just the opposite? Why was it that they did the right thing? And what these elderly villagers told them was, hundreds of years ago, we were the persecuted people. We were the minority who were hunted down and driven from our homes. We were the community who were tortured. We were the community who were killed for our beliefs. And from one generation to the next, we sang our story. Our ancestors passed their songs on to their children, and we pass them on to our children from one generation to the next. We sang hymns which told about our struggle and how God had stayed with us. We sang hymns about the persecution. And so when that persecution was happening to someone else, when we saw someone else being hunted down and killed, we knew what that was like. And then we knew what God was calling us to do. We never thought twice about bringing those children into our homes and raising them as our own. These elderly Huguenot villagers, looking back at what they had done, said simply, "Of course that is what we would do. Of course that is what we would do." What story are we telling in our songs? What story will mold us and shape us and move deep within us so that when we are called to respond, we will say, "Of course that is what we will do. Of course that is what we will do." Let me share with you some of the lines from some of the hymns we have sung together this week. "From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn." And last night, we lifted our voices in song and sang this: "Still all the angry cries, still all the angry guns, still now your people die, earth's sons and daughters. Let justice roll, let mercy pour down. Come and teach us your way of compassion. So many lonely hearts, so many broken lives, longing for love to break into their darkness. Come teach us love. Come teach us peace. Come and teach us your way of compassion." And last night we also sang, "Rejoice, rejoice, take heart in the night, though dark the winter and cheerless. The rising sun shall crown you with light. Be strong and loving and fearless. Love be our song, and love be our prayer, and love our endless story. May God fill every day we share, and bring us at last into glory." And though at times the beast still rages inside of me, and perhaps rages inside each of you, may Almighty God, with love and compassion, infinite grace and tender mercy, and music, embrace us, beasts and all, and then move and stir deep within our hearts, so that one day we too will say, of course, that is what we did. Amen. Let us raise our voices together and sing hymn number 878. Serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.